Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Sali in Parsha's Vayigash, that's Perek Mem Dalet Pasuk Yud Ches. And as we know, last week's Parsha concluded with Yosef's silver goblet being planted in Binyamin's sack, him being accused of stealing it, and the brothers returning to Mitzrayim to once again stand in front of Yosef. Yehuda stepped forward to defend Binyamin, and the Pasuk says, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda approached him. Vayyam, and he said, Biadoni, please, my master. Yidaber Na'avdecha Devar Bazneadoni, let your servant speak words in the ears of my master. Vayyicha Arpcha Bedecha, and your anger shouldn't burn against your servant, Kichomecha Kaparu, because you're like Parai. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Yud Ches. My words should go into your ears. We learn from here that he was speaking to him harshly, and he was saying, don't get upset at me, because you're like Pari. Now, what does that mean? The simple understanding is that you're important in my eyes, just like a king. The Medrash is, you're going to end up getting saras for withholding Benyamin. Just like your predecessor Pari, he also had saras for withholding my grandmother Sarah back, even for one night. Another way of understanding what he was trying to tell Yosef is, Ma Parai goes of Ein Mekayim. Just like Parai, he makes gzeres, he makes decrees, and he doesn't keep to them. Mavtiach Veino Isa, he promises and he doesn't keep to his word. Afatokain, you're the same thing. V'chi zuhi simas ayin shamarta l'sum ein cha'olav. Is this the simas ayin? You said, all I want you to do is bring your brother down so I could look at him. Is this what you're talking about? Now you accuse him of stealing your goblet? Davracha, another way of understanding what he meant to say is, Kichomaycha Kaparai, imtak niteni, if you start up with me, Erag Eischav Esadinecha, I'm going to kill you and your master Parai. So back to Chomash Pasuk Yotes, Yehuda gives a little bit of a background. My master asked his servant, saying, do you have a father or brother? And we said to my master, we have an elderly father of Yel Zakunim Katan, and his youngest son, and his brother died, and he's left alone to his mother, and his father loves him. Let's just say Rashi, your Pasuk Yotes. You clearly came upon us with this whole pretext from the beginning. Why do you have to ask all that? Were we asking for your daughter that you had to look into our yichas and ask us all these questions? Did you want our sister that you had to ask us all this? Even so, we said to my master, we didn't withhold anything from you. Pasachafin Rashi said, and his brother died. Now, why is it that Yehuda said that his brother died? He knows that Yosef didn't die. That's because he was afraid of Yosef. That's why he lied. Amar said to himself, if I say that he has a brother that's alive, he's going to say, bring him to me the same way he said by Binyamin. What does that mean? Alone to his mother? From that mother, he has no other brother, and his father loves him. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Alef, Vatemer Lavadecha, you said to your servants, Haridu Eloi, bring him down to me, Vasima Inei Alav, and I want to place my eyes on him. Vatemer Ladeni, we said to my master, Lo Yuchal Anar Alzevis Aviv, the lad is not able to abandon his father, Vazevis Aviv Ames, if he abandons his father, he's going to die. Let's just see Rashi quickly over here, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vazevis Aviv Ames, Im Yazevis Aviv, he abandons his father, Dagim Anu Shem Yamas Baderech, we're afraid that Binyamin is going to end up dying along the way, Shari Imam Baderech Ames, because his mother died along the way. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Vatemer Lavadecha, and you said to your servants, Im Lo Yer Rechicha Makatin Itchem, if your younger brother doesn't come down with you, do not continue to see my face. Was when we came up to your servant, my father, and we told him all the words of my master. And our father said, go and get us some food. And we said, we're not able to go down. Only if we have our younger brother with us, then we could go down. We can't see the man's face without our younger brother with us. And your servant, our father, said, you know, that my wife gave birth to two sons for me, and one of them left for me, and I said, he was surely torn apart by a wild animal, and I haven't seen him until now. If you take this one from me and a mishap happens, you're going to have brought down my old age and evil to the grave. Let's just see Rashi of your Pasuk Chavtes. We know that the time of danger, that's when the Satan has more power. Now that he's with me, says Yaakov, I'm consoled with him over his mother and his brother. But if this one dies, meaning if Binyamin dies, it's going to be like all three of them died in the same day. So back to Pasuk Olam, Yehuda says, when I come to your servant, my father, and the lad is not with us, his soul is bound up with his soul. Now we're going to stop here for the day. Right in the middle of Yehuda's words to Yosef, we're going to pick up tomorrow with the second Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.